AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi there, and welcome to my podcast. It is I, your Chief Encouraging Officer, Ugo. It has been so amazing. It's been so amazing to be back. And yes, it is your favorite podcast, which is Unleash the Eagle Within You. And this podcast is aimed at encouraging you, uplifting you, and just equipping you and helping you so that you can unleash your inner strength, your courage, power, and purpose. So thank you for joining me. This is another exciting episode. I promise to bring some really good, important topic today. And it is still part of healing, as I told you that I will be focusing on healing this month, especially this whole year. And so today is about healing through connection. Okay, so welcome back again. And I'm so honored. I'm really honored that you're always here with me and that you're here with me today. And if you're returning, if you're a returning listener, thank you for continuing this journey with me. If you're new here, then welcome to the space where we explore healing, growth, and transformation. So that you can begin to unleash the eagle within you. So that's the whole premise of my podcast. And it's a solo podcast, which means you would hear me most of the time. I will be sharing insights, the books I'm reading, what I think, just my thoughts in general. And just so that I could, you know, give one or two people some helping hand on the way to life's journey. And so today we'll be diving into the power of healing through connection. And what is healing? You know, what does it mean to say you're healing? Healing is not meant to be done alone, right? This is why I'm so particular about healing through connection, because you cannot heal in isolation. I guess you can, you know, there's nothing impossible that you cannot do. But it's a lot harder when you decide to heal on your own without any help or without no connection. Because how do you even know that you're healing, and how do you test it, right? Because you've got to test if something's changing within you. And so I think, and this is my thought, that healing is not meant to be done alone. And whether you realize it or not, we are shaped by our relationships. We are shaped by our environment. We're shaped and conditioned by our family histories, the relationship we've had growing up from our childhood, and the collective experience of those who came before us, right? So we're talking about our ancestors. These all have profound impact on us. And so healing happens in relationship. Healing happens within a collective relationships with ourselves, with our ancestors, and the people around us. So my intention for this episode is to explore with you maybe perhaps what vital role connection has within healing, and explore how connection really plays, like I say, vital role, but particularly when it comes to intergenerational trauma, which I haven't talked about much here, but I will bring that in another episode. The complexity of healing and the powerful benefits of engaging in this work. I must say, it is one of the most difficult work you can engage in, but the most profound and rewarding work. I've noticed so much profound transformation around me, especially people who are in banking on or going on to their own healing journeys. And healing doesn't have to be dark all the time. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, we hear about healing and people thinking, oh, I can't go there. Healing is a journey. It's like you're journeying through life. It is taking stock and becoming aware of patterns that we have formed growing up, but also becoming aware of patterns that you're beginning to create as you continue your journey. So my intention is to just elaborate a little bit on this and hopefully shed some light. Okay, so welcome, and thanks for joining me. So let's start off with intergenerational trauma, and I want to just shed a little bit of light. I haven't dived deep into this area, but I'm hoping to really go into it in the next coming months. But let me share a little bit of what I know. Now, intergenerational trauma refers to the emotional or psychological wounds that have been passed down from one generation to another. Now, this is something that we are not talking about, but we are a continuation of the past. Okay, so our parents have passed on what they know about themselves or about their condition or their environment onto us, and we unconsciously also pass it on. So there is a generational thing there, right? But again, there are also generational traumas and generational blessings, generational benefits. It's all been passed on. But how do we begin to uncover this, you might ask, perhaps? But these can stem from historical events, right? Cultural displacements, family dynamics, or even deeply rooted pain that was never fully processed by our ancestors, our parents, and even us. And so it's very important that we are aware that we're not just on our own, that we are coming from somewhere, and the places that we've come from, the people that we've come from, the people before us have passed on some collections of histories and experiences onto us. So trauma doesn't just exist in the past, okay? If unhealed, it can show up in the present. So if, for instance, I say, you know, there's been an intergenerational trauma of a pain that has been passed on from one generation to the other, it just doesn't stay in the past. It continues. It carries on. You know, it's an energy flow. So it moves to the next generation. It gets carried over. And how does it show up, you might say? You might say, okay, so what are you saying? How does this show up? It shows up in our bodies, our relationships, and even the way we present and connect to other people. This is how it shows up. And one of the things that I wanted to kind of explain is it's so intelligent. in the way that trauma shows up, because it manifests in our lives. And how does it manifest? It manifests in things, little things of feeling unworthiness or shame that seems to have no clear origin. You know, a lot of the time I hear my patients say, you know, I feel the shame. And although they're talking about present circumstance, but what I realized that could also be contributing to this shame are past experiences that have come from a collective of perhaps generations before. And so they do manifest, you know. So trauma is very intelligent in the way it manifests, but it does manifest. It manifests in our lives as feelings of unworthiness or shame that seems to have no clear origin. You're not sure about where you got the shame for, but you do feel shame. You feel, you know, that you're carrying the shame. It also manifests as patterns of fear, anxiety, or hypervigilance, right? When we're hypervigilant and we're not sure why we're super hypervigilant. These are signs, right? These are signs that something is manifesting. It also manifests through difficulty forming secure attachment. Okay, so attachment is something that I would also talk about, you know, attachment styles. We all have different attachment styles, but traumas have been known to manifest when we have difficult forming secure attachments and deep connections with other people. Cycles of addiction also, it's a way that trauma manifests, abuse or emotional suppression. Okay, and when we feel a disconnect from a cultural roots, identity and community, these are signs and how it manifests in our lives. I want to share a quick example with you, all right? Let me share a quick example of how intergenerational trauma can play out. So let's imagine a grandmother who grew up in such extreme poverty. She experienced war, she experienced displacement or even cultural intercultural war. She had to survive by suppressing her emotions. Okay, so back in the days, probably grandma couldn't express emotions because that wasn't allowed. And so she had to survive by suppressing her emotions and focusing on only survival, not being creative, but just staying survival, just wanting to survive, okay? She then raises her children with an emphasis on hard work, which is very important to her, because remember, she experienced that you've got to be hard, you've got to work hard. Hard work and resilience, but never teaches them how to express their emotions, because why should she? She never did that. She never expressed emotions either, because she never learned it herself. As a result of this, what grandma has taught her children grow up feeling very disconnected from their own emotions. They can't get in tune with their emotions. Have you noticed sometimes some people cannot understand or process their emotions? And in turn, struggles to model that emotional regulation to their own kids. How does this cycle break? It wouldn't. This cycle continues until someone consciously chooses to heal. Someone consciously chooses to say, you know what, I've got to work on myself. I've got to change this, not just for me, but for the next generation. That is how it works. So I invite you to reflect. I want you to just take some time and reflect. Are there patterns in your family that seems to repeat itself? We all have family patterns, but are you noticing this pattern in yourself? Maybe perhaps a certain fear or relationship struggles or emotional blockages. And the next question I want you to reflect on is, how have these patterns influenced the way you navigate your relationships and healing? So I'll give you a moment to think about that. Because when we reflect, the quality of our questions to ourselves is the quality of the answers we begin to unfold. When you ask deep questions, you get deep answers, right? So as you navigate these questions, I want you to reflect. I want to think about patterns that you may have noticed within yourself, and perhaps you haven't even noticed it. But this time is the time for you to reflect. And so as you reflect, I want you to think about the complexity of healing, because healing can be complex. If we're talking about intergenerational trauma, if we're talking about intergenerational healing, then it's complex. It's no joke. But what you need to realize is healing is not linear. It's not linear. Healing is not a straight path, right? It's no straight path to healing. And if you embark on this journey wanting a straight path to healing, then you've been sold a lie. It is messy, very unpredictable, and deeply personal. The journey is so personal. The way you would heal your traumas and your past hurt will be different from the way the next person will heal. Some days you may feel empowered. Other days you may feel like you've taken 10 steps backwards. But that is part of the journey. It's okay. Because healing requires patience. And the most important tool of all is self-compassion. Healing requires self-compassion. There are triggers that are part of the process. And triggers are part of the process. They have to be part of the process. Because they're not just signs of failures, but they're also invitation for you to go deeper. Like I said, in the beginning, you have to heal within connection, because if you don't, how do you test the triggers? That's where you get the triggers, right? Healing may really feel like grieving at times. It does feel very dark and dangerous and tired and hard. But grieving what was lost is what you're doing. What never was, or the version of yourself we've had to become to survive. And within grieving comes joy, because after the rain comes the rainbow, right? So you might ask, what challenges are there in healing intergenerational wounds? And yes, it is quite challenging. But resistance from family members who don't want or want to acknowledge or understand that there is generational traumas might be one. Understanding emotional fatigue and frustration when trying to break cycles can be another. The weight of being the chain breaker in a family line, it's a big weight. I must tell you that. It is a big weight when you've taken the work on yourself, or the job of being the chain breaker. But there's got to be one chain breaker in every generation. And you listening to me might be the chain breaker. The pressure of carrying the responsibility of healing for those who came before and those who will come after you. That is a huge challenge, knowing that you're not just going on this journey alone, but you're going for generations before you and also generations after you. That is a huge responsibility. That is quite tiring and difficult. But it's transformational. It is a beautiful journey. So how is connection going to help me in this complexity of healing? And it's an amazing question. But the most important thing is, when we connect with safe people who understand our experiences, we create spaces where we can process our emotions that have been buried or not even conscious of them. And one of the key ways that I would propose or think about or want you to think of or consider is to have a therapist. I'm telling you how transformational it is when you have a therapy or have a therapist and are in therapy. Having a therapist can provide that guidance into going into your healing journey. It is so transformational. Another way is probably to seek out mentors if you're not into therapy yet, because I say yet because the whole point this year is to kind of engage and encourage more people to seek therapy. That's what I'm all about, is how do we as a community, as a people, begin to seek more therapy so that we can heal as a collective. And connection to, a lot of us might want to use connection to our ancestral wisdom and cultural and spiritual as a way of grounding ourselves and beginning to have a sense of belonging. But the most important tool that you can use is to seek therapy. Seek a very good therapist, someone who can help you begin to start this healing process. So let me give you a practical exercise that you might decide that you might want to embark on. Make a list of people in your life who you feel like safe or healing space, who can create a healing space for you. And if you don't feel like you have those people yet, that's fine. You might consider starting, you know, to look for connections. And one of them is through therapy, right? So look out for a way that you can begin to seek therapy. And it doesn't matter what age you are, no matter the age, you can still go into therapy. You can seek a good therapist, right? And find a way to begin to engage, because that opens a deeper awareness of who you are. These are the benefits of healing through connection or healing with the therapist. It opens a deeper awareness. You know, we become more conscious of our behaviors, our triggers, our patterns, and they allow us to break cycles with intention. You know, when we start healing through connections, i.e. having therapy, we cultivate relationships based on authenticity and emotional safety, leading to mutual respect for all. We have more emotional regulations. We learn to express our emotions in ways that foster healing rather than just perpetrate pain. We shift in our generational narratives and stories that no longer serve us when we heal. We model a different way of being for the next generation. Our healing becomes a ripple outward, a ripple effect. It increases our resilience and empowerment. We move from being defined by our past to being uplifted and defined by our future. We move from being defined by the past wounds that we have told ourselves, the past stories that have held us back, to literally stepping into our full power. When we heal through connections, we have many people, you know, we find that many people find deep healing, reconnecting with themselves, their cultural roots and their ancestral roots. So learning to tell your stories and the stories of those that have come before us can also help to understand where we've come from and why certain patterns exist. And so I want you to think about it and think about what patterns exist in your reality, what patterns are recurring. And maybe this reflection can help you, or this questions I'm about to share with you can help you reflect a bit more. And one of it is, how does connection show up in your healing journey? How do you think the connection will show up in your healing journey? And who in your life supports and nurtures your emotional growth? What relationships do you want to strengthen as you continue your healing? Think about that. Think about those key questions, right? As I continue to encourage you on this healing journey that I have embanked, and I know that I want more people to embank on this journey, here are the key takeaways for you to reconsider. One is healing intergenerational trauma is challenging, but it's possible when we cultivate self-awareness and seek connection. Healing is complex and non-linear, requiring our patience and self-compassion. The benefits of healing through connection extends beyond us. They impact the future generations, communities, and the world. So I've come to an end, but what else is next? What am I going to be sharing next time? So in our next episode, I will be exploring self-compassion as a foundation for healing and how you can begin to apply this tool of self-compassion and how to also reparent, how to begin to start reparenting your inner child. It's going to be a powerful and deeply needed conversation. So be sure to tune in. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about your experiences with healing through connection. And if this is something that you'd love to hear more about, then please let me know. Have you noticed any intergenerational patterns in your family that you want to share? And what has, you know, what has helped you break the cycle? Let's continue this conversation on social media or in the comments. Just leave me a message on info@ugochijutomi.com. You can email me and, you know, share your views. Remember what I said, healing is a journey. It's not a destination. You don't have to do it alone. There's so many amazing therapists. If it's something that you want to consider, send me an email as well. And you're worthy of safe, nurturing connections. So keep showing up for yourself and for those who will come after you. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. It has been a pleasant and joyful opportunity to be here. And I remain your chief encouraging officer. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. Stay connected.